changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today I want to talk about spring cleaning, which is right around the corner. I myself am guilty of holding on to way too much stuff, so I went back and read our book about the joy of less, and now I have new resolve to get rid of half my possessions. Today I'm going to share two stories that worked for me 3 years ago when I took at least 10 carloads of clothing and other items to the church thrift shop. I think these stories are going to help me do the same thing again this spring. In our first highly motivational story, Jeannie Jacobson tells us about her foolproof method for decluttering her home and the homes of her friends, too. She tells us that she had a friend who was just plain stuck. She didn't even know where to start to clean out her house. So Jeannie went over to her friend's house, and they started off in the bedroom, looking at her friend's clothes and saying, "Are you holding on to someone else's blessing?" And that really worked when Jeannie said that to her friend, because it makes sense. Why are you holding on to stuff that you don't need, that is just getting in your way and making you feel bad, when someone else could use it and enjoy it? I think we all have clothing that we've held on to way too long, and by the time we finally get rid of it, it's completely out of style and no good for anyone. And if it's not clothing, it's appliances or toys or sports gear. So Jeannie went through her friend's house with her, looking at everything. Her knickknacks, her clothing, her purses, exercise equipment, extra bedding, and every other category of her possessions, with her friend chanting, "I refuse to hold on to someone else's blessing ever again." Then her friend stuffed everything into her SUV and took it to Goodwill right then and there. Because that's another important tip. You have to get the stuff all the way into your car so that you're forced to drive it somewhere. If you just move it into another closet or the attic or the basement, you'll never get rid of it. And you will still be holding on to someone else's blessing. Another story that motivated me to get rid of extra clothing was by Leah Shearer Noonan, who, like many of us, had way too much stuff. If she saw something she liked, she'd buy it in more than one color, or she'd buy an extra just in case. In case of what? Who knows? But I know I do the same thing. Then Leah got married, and now she had a husband questioning why she had so many duplicate items. For example, why did she have two rain jackets? Leah had bought two, one in red and one in green, because she couldn't decide between them. Her husband thought that was pretty lame. Well, a few months after he had mentioned the rain jackets to her, Leah was in her car. She had just left a job that wasn't working out, and she was driving home in the rain, feeling pretty dejected. Well, as she pulled off the exit ramp, she saw a man cowering in the rain, drenched and wearing just a t-shirt and jeans. He held up a sign made from a pizza box that said, "Help me." Leah realized that she could easily have driven by him other days, but she was feeling pretty dejected herself that day, and she was out of a job, and I guess she felt a bit of camaraderie with him. She happened to have both of those rain jackets in the car, so she pulled over, opened the window, and handed the man her beloved green jacket. He was so grateful. And Leah knew he would value that jacket much more than she ever did. Two rain jackets? That was definitely one too many. Leah was most certainly holding on to someone else's blessing. And she felt great when she handed that blessing off to a person who really needed it. So that was a little trip down memory lane for me, revisiting one of my favorites of all our Chicken Soup for the Soul books. If you want some motivation to stop hoarding all that stuff, this is the book for you, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please let your friends and family know about it if you're enjoying it. And if they're new to podcasts, show them how to get the podcast on their phones or computers. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less, please go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You can look at the book there and read more about what's inside it. Besides tips for cleaning out your home, it also focuses quite a bit on decluttering your calendar. But that's a topic for another day. Come back for our next episode to hear from one of my favorite Chicken Soup for the Soul contributors, the New York Times best-selling suspense novelist Brad Meltzer. He's going to share some writing tips and also tell us about his latest bestseller, a nonfiction thriller this time, about a secret plot to kill George Washington during the War for Independence.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.